For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Timberwolves got a big win last night. They started the road trip with a 124-121 victory at Portland. Rudy Gobert had just 10 points, but 19 rebounds.
He was really good. He had a really great fourth quarter. Was active around the rim. He got some follow-ups, had the little relocation jump hook.
Winning plays, make winning plays on both ends. Try to screen for my teammates. Klingen was so far back that I tried to get easy shots, and then I was crashing the whole game, but finally, at the end of the game, I was able to get offensive rebounds.
Rudy Gobert along with Chris Finch. The trip continues tomorrow night against the Clippers in L.A. at 9 p.m. The Gopher men fell short, however. They were on the road at number 3 Michigan. 77-67 was the final score. That stops a two-game win streak. Now Nico Medved and the Gophers will get ready to host UCLA on Saturday afternoon.
It's awesome, and I get to play against those guys, and that's what's part of being in the Big Ten. It'll be a great opportunity for us. But let's digest this year first and take tomorrow off, well-needed break for these guys, and we'll come back Thursday and try to get ready for Saturday.
Tip is at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon from Williams Arena. The Wild are on their way to Denver. They pick up their schedule starting tomorrow night against the Avalanche. John Hines is back after winning gold in Milan as an assistant coach for Team USA.
The only thing that mattered to them was winning, and whether it was the role or the ice time or whatever needed to be done, whatever it took to win, they were willing to do that. And that was a real special part of it. And then obviously the gold medal game was highly competitive, kind of an emotional roller coaster.
John Hines is back. All three Wild Americans are expected in the lineup tomorrow night against the first place Avalanche. Puck drops at 8 o'clock from Ball Arena. The Wild went into the break having won 5 in a row. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.